Okay, listen, I don't want you to pay for ads. I don't believe you should have to. This is an app with millions of people who are hungry for pictures and for words. And out amongst them are the people who are exactly searching for whatever it is you create. In fact, this lesson I'm going to share with you here is entirely optional. It's really only here because I was requested to include it by quite a few people. And I feel like I would be letting some of you down by not at least mentioning it. But if ads aren't in your budget right now, or if they're never in your budget, that is a-okay. In fact, feel free to skip this one completely and move along. Organic growth and consistent organic reach is still as possible now as ever. And you can completely, absolutely run a successful business off the back of an account without ever having to spend a single penny on ads. But if you have a little bit of budget to play with, maybe you want to try something out, put it to use, there are some ways to use paid ads without breaking the bank that get you maximum return and can be quite a useful investment. So the tips I'm going to share with you here are just about getting the most impact for minimum investment. They're not intended to be any kind of education in using paid ads as a whole. I am not the person to teach you that because, as you might have seen, I don't really do much of that myself. So the first thing is what to promote. And for this strategy that I'm sharing, I advise that you should only ever put money behind a post that you already know is a high flyer. Do not listen to those notifications that Instagram sometimes pops up that say, oh, this post is doing better than X percent of your normal posts. Why don't you want to pay us some money and boost it? Because those notifications are lies designed to get you to spend money. They do not reflect your statistics and they do not reflect potential outcomes. The posts I want you to play with are the ones that are the surprise successes. They are the ones where your like count is suddenly significantly higher than the norm. When we're growing, usually we see likes creep up over a long period of time, but when you hit on one of these golden posts, for some reason that maybe you never can put your finger on, it just explodes. Maybe you see it brings a sudden flurry of new followers, or you can see in your analytics it got tons more shares or saves or comments than whatever you usually share. These posts are kind of like tried and tested successes. They're already working. So we can spend a little bit on boosting them, safe in the knowledge that they already work, they're already connecting with our right people. And if you have an older post that performed well in this way, there's no reason you can't repost that image with a new caption and create a new ad out of it. Or perhaps you might want to recreate it, you know, in all of the click appeal glory, recreate everything that worked about it with a fresh image, a slightly new take, and know that you're going to have that same magnetic attraction of viewers, but with something new. The next part is to know your aim. So do you want more followers or more sales? Do you want people to sign up to maybe a new lead magnet you've made for your mailing list? Have you got a product that you're launching? You're going to get to set this when you set up the promotion, but it's worth knowing in advance right from the get-go. So then if you want followers, you select your profile as the destination. And of course, make sure your grid is looking especially delightful. If you want people to click a link, you choose the your website option. But you really need to know before this stage so that you can craft your post with exactly whatever result you want in mind. And once you've submitted it as an ad, you can't go back and edit the caption. So if you've decided to boost something, have a think about what you want to say in the caption to your new viewers who hopefully will be coming along. Make sure it's all in place. Then from here, it's time to set the budget. I recommend starting low and just appraising the results because you can always extend an ad that delivers what you're looking for if it's working. Obviously, low is a subjective term, so I'm not going to tell you exactly what you can or should be spending, but I do recommend trying to spread your initial budget out over 2 days so you can get a feel for different times and for what's happening. As a ballpark figure, £10 a day would be more than enough. I think that's quite generous. And you can definitely stay much lower than that and still see results. So £10 a day for 2 days would be £20, but you could do £5 a day. You could do £3 a day. Lord knows Facebook doesn't need any more of our money. But the thing to think about here is, what would you pay for 100 new, genuine, appropriate followers overnight? How much would that be worth to your business right now? Currently, there is no way that we can buy that, and please ignore any dodgy websites that try and tell you otherwise. But boosting a proven post, maybe one that's already bringing in new followers but has started to die away because the post is not so recent anymore, then paying for that is as close as we can get. So set your budget with that in mind, with what it's worth to you. if you're looking for mailing list subscribers. What's the statistic? Is it like 1% will usually convert to sales? Know your bottom line, know what you would pay for that so that you're not overpaying for the results. If you're promoting an existing post within Instagram, make sure that you're still setting your audience as custom. So when you go to promote it, you have the option to choose an audience and pick create your own. And then you can add keywords and parameters that are specific and useful to your niche. I would say refer back to your target audience sheet when considering things like ages and locations and interests. You can create and save different audience presets so that you don't have to keep reinventing these every time. Don't be tempted to go too broad here. Remember, you're essentially paying for everyone that clicks. So we want those clicks to be as useful as possible and as relevant as possible to you. And then once it's live, your only real job is just to wait and see. Keep a close eye on your numbers during and also after the promotion has ended and the dust has started to settle. And hopefully you'll see a noticeable gain. Sometimes if it's a really clear winner, you might choose to extend it. You can expand your budget. You can keep it going a few more days because then you can really make that decision of like, I gained X followers for this amount of money. It's a reasonable assumption. If I put the same money down again, I'll get another X followers. And if the gains were more modest, then you just appreciate it as a learning experience and you know that you can try again another time with another outstanding post. But do note, this whole strategy only works if our content is already hitting the mark. It's only worth a restaurant giving away free samples if the food they're giving away is good enough to hook people to stay and pay in future. Paying our way to the top on something like Instagram, it sounds like a really simple or tempting solution, but I can promise you it is money down the drain unless they have all the puzzle pieces of a brilliant profile with fantastic content already in place.